When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Pam is reaching out. Hey, guys, now that Valentine's Day is over, I'm wondering if I should dump my boyfriend.
Okay.
Been dating him on and off for 3 years. He's 40, I'm 29. Really thought I wanted to marry him and have kids, which he is willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's wealthy, kind, gentle, daring. He's really an amazing guy, but I just don't know if my whole heart is in it. All around me at the restaurant on Valentine's Day, everyone else seemed to be having a romantic dinner with their soulmate. My friends and family really like him, but he's really starting to annoy me. Is this feeling of settling or boredom with him what marriage is? Now, I don't know what happened, but I am starting to freak out that I'll never fully be happy to my core. It breaks my heart imagining him not in my life, and I do love him. I just don't know how in love I am. Do I have unrealistic expectations for long-lasting love? Am I settling?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes, you know, we always say it's easy when you know.
Yes, but at the same time, there is work involved. You know, it's not rainbows and unicorns all the time, is what Amanda says. Long-lasting relationships are work. Sometimes there's butterflies, not all the time. Sometimes we annoy each other, but not all the time. Sometimes there's romance, and sometimes there's laundry, dishes, and vacuuming. Yeah. If you want butterflies 24/7, just stay dating people less than a year, and never, I repeat, never move in together, and definitely don't have kids.
Yeah, it's like leasing a car versus buying one. You know, if you're cool with having a car payment and a new car every 2 years, then just date. If you want to put the work into the car, change its oil, make sure there's air in the tires, make sure, you know, you replace the brakes and get the, you know, it's maintenance, then buy one and it'll last you a lot longer.
Yeah, Audra says, I'm not coming at you like some posts, but you need to understand marriages work continuously. It's not rainbows and butterflies forever. I think listing him as wealthy is a little bit of a flag, but giving you the benefit of the doubt, you need to decide if you want to work for this relationship or not. If you're bored and don't want to try anymore, then move on and let this guy find someone else.
All right, if you've had this situation happen to you where you're like, you know what, maybe, maybe not, and you went ahead with it and... let us know how it worked out for you, all right?
Give us a call at 502-795-1997.
Swifty Kim says, geez, too early for such a complex question. I'm not prepared to figure out this girl's love life today.
That's the job you're assigned on this show.
Maybe she's got a point. Because, you know, we get so many of these submissions. Maybe we need to figure out on a Friday. It just needs to be a little lighter. Like, hey, I don't know whether or not I should cheat on my boyfriend or not.
Or, you know, hey, he farts in front of me. Is that bad?
He farts in front of me. Is that bad?
Yeah. Fart Friday kind of situations.
Fart Friday. I didn't think I'd hear that one coming out of your mouth. But
well.
All right. Pam, listen, Pam's been dating her boyfriend on and off for about 3 years. He's got all the qualities of husband material. She's finding herself bored and wonders, is that marriage?
Yeah. She's wondering, like, do I have unrealistic expectations of, like, you know, fireworks that can happen for the rest of your life and soulmates and all the things? And Marlene on Facebook says, oh, tater tot.
Tater tot. Is that her nice...
That's how she starts.
Her pat on the head for Pam?
The condescending pat on the head. Oh, tater tot. How much work do you put into the relationship? How much do you communicate with them about what you want or need? What do you do for him? Do you surprise him with a favorite meal, a surprise snack delivery, a weekend trip you plan and pay for? You get what you put into anything. And maybe you need to let him find someone who will love and appreciate him, and you go find someone who will make you realize what you gave up. Listing wealthy as his first characteristic, though, is a bit telling. A lot of people are picking up on that.
Yeah, a lot of people are picking up on that. A lot of people are also like, dump him, let him find somebody who'll love him for who he is. You know, that sort of thing, too.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I think I agree. And how many times do we say you've got to continue to date your partner?
Yes, plants don't grow unless you water them. And it's the same with relationships.
Would you look at that?
Look at how philosophical I'm being today.
I know. The number is 502-795-1997.
Brandis is like, why does Fart Friday definitely sound on brand for you guys? Did I just create something?
I don't know.
I hope not.
What would Fart Friday consist of? Us just talking about farts? Or
I guess the group therapy problems just need to just be no more deep than that.
Hey, DJ X, what's your name?
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. All right, so listen, I don't know if you're on board with Fart Friday or you actually want to just talk about the, the group therapy or not, but what's your thought?
Well, my kids wake up farting all morning, every morning, so I think every day is a fart day for them.
Uh-huh. So sweet. So sweet. All right. Is that all you needed to say? All right, good. All right. Thank you, Brittany.
I mean, honestly, I was calling in for little kid drunk adult because
I tried yesterday. All right. I hear you. Yeah, you're a little early, but Brittany, I do appreciate your contribution. Thank you. Yeah, we're gonna tell you to call in here in just a minute, okay? All right.
Okay, thanks.
All right, see ya.
There's such a duality to this break right now. There's just like we're trying to solve Pam's deep do I expect too much from relationships issue,
and we're like well, oh, maybe we should just rename it Fart Friday and move
let's
on
just talk about farts and it'll be fine. Ooh, maybe that's what we need to ask her, like, hey, is he comfortable enough, does he fart in front of you, is that a problem, is that taking away your butterflies?
Well, again these are all masks that you got to make sure that you take off before you get married and you commit yourselves to one another, but
it's a comfort level.
Okay. Yeah, Sarah rolls in via text, I'm so sad I dropped off my fifth grade son before Fart Friday emerged on your show. You know, when people ask what type of show we have, I do say that it's a lot of times an elementary grade humor level. So
yes, which, you know, it's easy to understand. We don't want to challenge you mentally too much at this time in the morning. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Charm to it.
So, look, Pam, we've done all we can do for you.
It's just like we're wiping our hands. Tater tot, good luck.
We've clearly exhausted our efforts and we need to move on. Otherwise, the show will be derailed for the rest of the weekend.
Did we help her?
I think so.
Did we?
Of course.
Okay.
Do we never not help?
All right. Well, okay. So I think we should land on, hey,
are you trying to sum it up?
I feel like we need to wrap it up a little bit in a bow. Like, hey, right. Parting words for you, Pam. Try to add a little bit of effort onto your part. Reinvest, water your plant, and see what sprouts. And then if you're still like, meh, then get out. Okay. Does that sound good?
And that was Deep Thoughts by Kelly Kay.
And now back to Fart Friday.
Now we resume Fart Friday. All right.
Pam was upstage for a fart. Yes, Cam.
Yeah.
We realized that.
It happens.
Sorry.